Members of the European Parliament in Brussels have been told that thousands of European Union citizens have travelled to Syria and Iraq to join the ranks of ISIL. Senior EU officials say that member states' intelligence agencies must work together more closely to prevent citizens from becoming radicalised online. Their ability to then travel to Syria and Iraq must also be curtailed.
What struck me was the very broad consensus on the need to act now, so to take all possible decision now in order to be more effective in detecting suspicious travel.
Some members of the European Parliament believe that Iran's regional expertise could be crucial in the fight against ISIL.
There is a great need to form a diplomatic coalition, a political response. But any coalition must have a clear objective, and it will have to be coordinated across all parts of the coalition, and this in itself will be difficult. I think we need to have some very key actors involved in this. I'm thinking particularly of Iran.
Experts say the US-led airstrikes on ISIL targets will result in members of the terror group returning to the EU, where they will pose a serious risk. Separately, EU countries have been urged to provide more funding to victims of the humanitarian crisis created by ISIL and other ongoing conflicts.
I am not going to exaggerate when I say that since the Second World War, this is the largest footprint of crisis we have seen, and the numbers are there to prove it. We have over 51 million people displaced internally or as refugees.
More details on the threat posed to the European Union by ISIL and potential ways to respond to that threat will become apparent next week when EU prime ministers and heads of government hold a summit here that is expected to be dominated by the subject. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.